All right, so I got my audio running. You want to clap?
Yeah, I'll clap and we'll.
Cool. Yours is running.
Yeah, that was a crisp ass clap.
That was one of the more crisper claps I think I've ever heard.
Yeah,
you know, just from a man.
From a man.
Crisp from a man perspective. Clap.
Yeah. You might want to hold your, if possible, hold your shit up to your mouth.
If possible.
If possible.
You said if possible.
Well,
so.
you're plugged in right now.
I'm pretty plugged in, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
my truck, I drive a 30-year-old vehicle, because I'm so committed to my old-ass Ford F-150 running. The AC does not work very well. That is to say, it doesn't work at all. And my phone overheats. So when it overheats, I can't use the charger because it's like 100 degrees in Atlanta right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's some bullshit. So I just have to like charge when I'm not on the road.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. I love my truck, though. Fucking, you can't beat it.
Love my damn truck.
Love my damn truck.
I love my friends. I love my God, and I love my country. God bless America.
That's right. That's right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Can I thank you for saying that? Right?
You can. Yeah.
Come on, shake my hand. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, man. There we go. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Great. All right. Great stuff.
Who's this guy? Wow. we played a show together last night.
We did.
Yeah.
Knoxville Hardcore Fest.
Knoxville Hardcore Fest. Yeah. I had a great time.
I did too. I mean, we had more people stick around for our set than I expected because we were the only emo band that whole day.
There's emo bands today on it though, isn't there?
I don't know.
There's emo bands on it today, and I think there's emo bands on it on Monday.
If that's the case, we were still the only ones yesterday.
Damn.
Because every other band was.
What's today?
Hardcore.
Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Fucked up.
It's fucked up.
It was really funny when I said pick it up and everybody started two-stepping on instinct.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy how, like, hardcore kids are hardwired to do stuff when people say certain things.
Yeah, you can just, like, lift up cue cards and they kind of just start doing it.
Yeah.
Which I think is sick.
It's like you're one of those people in, like, a live taping of a game show or something. You hold up a card that says side to side and everyone starts running back and forth.
Literally. Which I think is dope.
Mm-hmm.
That band Retribution that played later in the day,
mm-hmm.
they were like, they were making me mosh. Me and Jack were fucking getting in there during their set.
They were sick.
They were so sick. They were awesome. Yeah, I had a great time during y'all's set. I played a song with y'all.
Yeah, the classic.
Yeah.
For those who are unaware, Carson has now gotten on stage and played bass for Two Steps two times now.
Twice.
So he's been a member of Bummer Hill for a combined like 6 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's how that works. Yeah.
That is how that works.
We had a guy at Focella. Shout out Descant, come on stage and play Two Steps with us.
So, I know that person, I think.
He's on Twitter and in the DIY Discord too.
That's I think why I know that person.
Yeah. They're cool. He's also been a member of Bummer Hill for approximately 3 minutes.
Nice. So I got a good 3 minutes over him.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
About double his time, yeah.
Yeah, about double his time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time during our set. Dove off the stage during one of our songs and fucked up my shoulder real bad.
Classic.
Bless you.
Thank you.
So I've been in pain all day.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you find the drive back from Knoxville last night?
Dude.
The worst, right?
It was so Rui took first driving shift.
Mm-hmm.
I drove the whole way up to Knoxville because at this point, 3.5-4 hour drives are nothing to me.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of did that on accident. It's like, oh, fuck, we're here. Okay. Well, I was the only one who drove. And then on the way back, Rui took first shift and everyone was all tired and stuff. And everyone fell asleep at one point. And then Rui got super tired and woke up Chance because Chance was in the passenger seat and was like, Chance, can you drive? And Chance was like, huh? But I was also awake and the most awake in the car. So I drove again and I drove the final 2 hours back.
I just drove back. We've never ended a tour in Knoxville. We've only ever started a tour in Knoxville. And like, for it being so close to home, God, is that drive just asinine.
It feels way longer than, than it needs
actually
to be.
Is. Yeah.
But I mean, it was not the worst drive in the world. It still kind of sucked, but like,
you ever ended a tour in Nashville?
No.
Oh, the worst.
I can't imagine.
The Nashville drive is like, I'm so close to home yet so far. it usually ends up being five with stops and shit. It's just the worst.
Yeah, our drive was probably like 4.5 hours.
Yeah,
because we stopped at one point to get food. I just got into a zone at one point where I was like, all right, I have to do this for the sake of our survival.
Yeah.
So I just locked in, put on some records, and like got to a point where I was like listening to a record and then I would just be like lost in thought. And then I would come back to myself and I'm like, oh, I wonder how much time has passed. And we have only progressed from track 3 to track 4.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well,
yeah,
it's going to be the whole night, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't gone back to my apartment yet because we took my dad's old car, as we usually do. So I had to go back to my parents' house to drop that off. And then when I got to my parents' house, it was like 5 in the morning. And I was like, just going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Because they have a spare room in there. So I just crashed there and I've been there all day.
Yeah.
So when we're done, I will need to swap cars. But you know,
nice.
Yeah. New roommates moving in tomorrow.
Scotty.
Yeah. Scott's moving in.
We love Scott.
Newgrounds Death Rugby is also staying at my place tomorrow night.
Oh,
Almost triple booked myself tomorrow night, which would have been a grand mistake.
Triple booked with what else?
Something.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
So that went well?
Yeah. Very,
like, very, very, very well?
Very, very well.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Very
glad to hear that. Sorry.
So I've been a crazy past 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was kind of funny getting back last night and then going to bed and being like, I woke up 24 hours ago at this exact time.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's been 3 days.
Yeah. Since yesterday, for me too. Yeah.
Which is like, it's so wacky.
Yeah. I drove the whole way back. Just me and Marty. And we were in because something fucked up with our van rental. We were in a U-Haul cargo van.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just the two of us in that car. And the U-Haul cargo vans have no sort of like aux or Bluetooth connection whatsoever. So we just talked for 4 hours or whatever it was.
At least it wasn't like silent the whole time.
Yeah, no, that was nice. I was happy about that. But then like once we got home, it was just like so late.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly kind of thought that my girlfriend would be like awake when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong assumption to make. Just flat out when I got in bed with her, I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
So
we almost rode up together. Like with a couple.
I heard about that.
Yeah. If Dan reached out to us and was like, can most of my band carpool with y'all? And had Dan not secured another transportation option, that's probably what would have happened.
Yeah.
Which would have been pretty whack. It would have been fun, but it would have extended all of our travel by probably like an hour.
Yeah, that would have been
because we would have had to also go to Lawrenceville.
Ugh.
Yeah. Maybe someday, if maybe y'all's someday. Transportation gets irreparably fucked again.
Well, I won't let Dan get it irreparably fucked up. I will fucking smack him with a fucking wet mackerel before that happens.
Dan did fix it this time, Dan as far as I'm aware. So that's good.
Well,
made Dan great efforts it. To fix
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Dan did what they could.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, by the
welcome
way.
Welcome back. Yeah.
To This Ain't a Scene, it's a podcast. The He-Him Brothers back at it again. We're both on our phone mics because...
We're both on our phone mics because I'm stupid as fucking nutsack.
It's been a long 24 hours for both of us.
It has been a long 24 hours, yeah. So
Carson forgot his interface and I forgot my USB mic.
Yep.
So, I brought an XLR mic this time.
Yeah.
And then,
the one time you bring an XLR mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I saw the cable, my heart just like dropped. I was like, oh no.
Yeah. So it's phone mic time. Audio may be a little scut. I mean, phone mics are pretty good nowadays.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah. So we might be fine, but we're back.
We are back.
Apologies for the delay, chat. But you know, the life gets in the way. Going to Knoxville and back in a single day also gets in the way.
Sometimes you're playing with your favorite band of all time and that gets in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes your name is Carson Pace and your favorite band is the Dillinger Escape Plan. And they get back together and ask you to play a show with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
And you say yes, because why would you say no?
Yeah.
How could you say no?
Like if everything like, asked me to play a show with them, I would say yes, obviously.
Is who asked you to play a show with them?
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
They're British as fuck, dude. I don't know why they would know who we are, but...
You never know, man.
You never know. But, chat, welcome back. We are a Fallout Boy podcast that talks about Fallout Boy. And a bunch of other stuff. My whole body and mind are sore. Like, my whole shit is fucked up. Did I tell you I got a fucking migraine after our set last night?
From screaming?
Yeah.
You gotta figure that shit out.
I gotta figure that out.
And I'm the wrong person to talk to because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I just, like... I have been screaming for like 10 years or whatever it is now. Mm-hmm. And I just have it figured out, man.
I know. Well, this didn't used to happen, but I think what happened is, like towards the end of our set, I've started abandoning technique and just going for it. Mm. I think that's a mistake.
Definitely.
It sounds cool when I do that. And then I have blind spots in my vision and I have to fucking take a nap for them to go away.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's bad.
It is bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not frequent. They don't happen every time that I play two steps. So I think I need to focus more on technique and also not I guess drink more water because I felt like I was drinking a lot of water yesterday, but it was hot as fuck in that venue.
Yeah, it's hot as fuck everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty tired of it.
Yeah,
I kind of want it to stop being.
Can we get God to turn the AC on,
please? Please,
our Father in heaven, can you make this shit cooler?
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Can you turn this goddamn AC on?
Can you make the goddamn earth cooler?
It's fucked up because, like, England was pretty cold when we were there, like, 2 or 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I guess.
That must have been nice.
And it was, like, it was really nice. Like, I pretty much always had to have, like, a windbreaker or a hoodie on or something. Mm. And I was like, this rocks. And then New York was hot as fucking dog ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then here was also pretty fucking stupid hot.
So yeah.
Pretty tired of it. Mm-hmm. Pretty fucking done with it.
I'm going to help Scott move in tomorrow, and mm-hmm. I only hope we get it all done before before high noon.
Before high noon.
Before high noon.
It's high noon.
It's 7 p.m.
It's 7 p.m.
It is actually 7 p.m. on the dot.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Did just look at the clock. Sort yeah. of a, you know, they did 9/11 on 9/11 type of scenario, you know?
Mm-hmm. And 911 is the number you call for emergencies.
Yeah. You know, my mom thought they did that on purpose. She's like, that's why they did that.
That's
that
why
day.
They did it.
And I was like,
because what? They knew what number we call when we have an emergency. They decided to cause an emergency.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Fallout
Boy? I slept
Boy?
With someone in Fallout Boy, and all I got was this stupid song written about me, because mm-hmm. that's the song that we're doing this
that
week.
That is a song
a
we're
snippet
doing.
Of it.
And it's over. Wow. You got like to that. It very quick.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Song rocks, dude.
Yeah. It probably helps that we've just had unadulterated pure dog shit for the past few weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
But this song is really good. It's just like a pretty driving, straightforward kind of pop punk thing, but like it feels
a little darker. Yeah. Maybe a little bit more of a bang of a bangarang.
Mm-hmm. As Skrillex once said,
it's
bangarang.
It's awesome. The guitar part is like kind of complex.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me a little bit of the Fall of Troy, which I like.
Mm.
Chorus
is catchy as hell.
Chorus is so catchy, man.
I don't know what he's saying, but it's catchy as fuck. I mean, we're going to find out when we get to lyrics, but
I've always liked this song. You know, the song title's pretty silly.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always thought this was like a really, really cool song. They played it on the Save Rock and Roll tour the first time I saw them. So this was like still in pretty regular rotation back then, and it was awesome.
It was
very, very dope.
Very PogChamp, as some would
extremely PogChamp. I think it's a very, very fun song.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish that I would hear it more live, because I've only ever heard it once live out of the four times I've seen them.
Hmm.
So I would like to hear it again, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Quite.
Yes.
Yes, quite.
Yes, I would like to hear it again.
I would like to hear it once more, at least. Quite.
When's the last time they played this one? Have we looked?
We have not looked.
Oh, time for me to go to Setlist FM.
It's time for Carson to go to Setlist FM. Setlist FM.
The only website I use regularly.
You know, someone on our album release tour came up to me and asked me to input our set into Setlist FM.
I mean, I guess theoretically, yeah, you should do that.
I did. Well, like, they handed me their phone and asked me to do it, and I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't know all the titles of the songs and everything. I wanted to catalog.
Well, you'll get, that, like, bumps up your royalties.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Like, being, like having those logged, like those count as mechanical royalties.
Oh.
Yeah. And maybe sometimes you import a few songs that you didn't actually play in there.
Theoretically.
Don't actually do that.
Theoretically.
Don't actually do that.
We need to get registered. I've been telling Jack, it's like, hey, I need to get the three of us registered on SongTrust.
On Bimmy.
What do y'all have, like, where are y'all registered for mechanical royalties?
BMI? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I get mine from.
We're on ASCAP, or is that just performance royalties?
Huh?
We're on ASCAP, but is that for performance royalties or something?
I don't know. I'm not a suit enough to know.
Yeah.
God damn, dude, this cough is killing me.
Carson, the coffer pace.
The coffer pace. Last time they played this was last year at the Walmart Amphitheater in Rogers, Arkansas.
The Walmart Amphitheater.
The Walmart Amphitheater.
You know, a Walmart near my place burned down
fuck are you talking about?
Somebody set the back of the Walmart near my place on fire. And one of my roommates was there and people were like rushing out. It was crazy.
It's no, the Walmart's on fire.
Yeah, sure.
My ass is on fire, but with Walmart in there.
Yeah.
Walmart.
I wish that they would reopen because I liked going there and feeling like the world was crumbling around me.
Sure, yeah.
But now it's
A Walmart will change your mind about some things.
Yeah.
If you're like, I think I want to have a kid before I'm 30, you just go to Walmart.
Go to Walmart and you'll change disagree. Your mind on that.
Yeah.
You will go, damn, I don't want a child.
Sometimes it's less. Sometimes it's like, oh, I think I won't brush my teeth today. Go to Walmart. You'll brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll do it.
Go to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.
You will brush the hell out of those teeth.
You'll brush your teeth.
You'll go, you know the sound it makes when you brush your teeth.
I think I'll keep believing in the Easter Bunny. Okay, go to Walmart.
See what happens.
See what happens.
If you see him there, then it's confirmed.
Run!
Get out of there.
Run! What are you doing?
You see the Easter Bunny at the Walmart?
Yeah.
It's over.
Stick your hand down your pants, gangsta. I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. The spirit of Walmart just lives inside of me.
Mr. Walton Mart.
Yeah, Wally World.
Yeah.
What was his name? Meadow Wally World Peace.
World Peace Walmart. That's what his
Holla.
Name was.
Yeah, his name was World Peace Walmart. Holla.
You know, Walmart could have been called Holla this whole time if things were differently.
It could have been.
Or World Peace.
Or World Peace, yeah.
I'm going to World Peace to pick up some cereal.
Some blueberries, yeah. Gonna go to World Peace, get some blueberries.
You think if it was called World Peace, it would be a peaceful place to go to? You think it would have been set on fire so cruelly and callously by an anonymous malefactor?
Those are some words.
Yeah. Well, do you think that would have happened?
I guess.
It was called World Peace.
World Peace. Ow, fuck.
Damn.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That was my foot.
Damn.
That was crazy.
I crack my feet all the time, dude.
I can crack so many bones in my body. Sometimes I can get my kneecap. Hang on, let me see if I can do this.
Oh.
No, but damn. Sometimes I can.
Hold on, I might be able to get my knees right now.
Oh, shit. Oh,
there
wow.
we go.
You do sort of like a Beyonce booty drop.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song.
That was my elbow.
Really good song. You really want to hop into lyrics?
Yeah. That was my elbow again.
Let's hop into some lyrics.
Let's jump into a Slim Jim.
Let's snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap into a Slim Jim. That's what it is.
jumping into a Slim Jim.
Let's bounce and cream on a Slim Jim.
Let's ride and squirt on a Slim Jim. Oh, my Lord.
Let's see how far we can fit the Slim Jim down our throat.
This kind of... this kind of is this weird thing that happens in this song where the intro happens and it's like kind of a verse, mm-hmm. but not quite. And then you get this... It goes back into the riff and then there's another verse.
Pranked
you. Which I think is sick. I found the cure to growing older, and you're the only place that feels like home. Kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sick. I want to see what the annotation is on I found the cure to growing older. The cure to growing older is dying young. In a way, there's something sort of sad about these first two lines. Growing older has been dubbed in this album as something that is inevitable and seemingly unattainable, but being able to hold on to your youth is a greater societal goal. Narrator is being ironic in this line by toting his proclamation when he seems unsure that what he's and others in his generation are toting is actually a prize or a curse.
I kind of read that as I found the cure to growing older as staying, like feeling like you're staying younger. And then the next line, and you're the only place that feels like home, is when like, say you're back at your childhood home and you feel younger.
Sure.
Like you maybe even like infantilized just by being around all the stuff that you grew up around.
Yeah.
So like, I don't like fully disagree with that annotation, but I feel like it could be read multiple ways.
I agree. Makes sense to me. I like it. I think it's a sick lyric. Dawson, if you want to read the next annotation on Just So You Know, You'll Never Know, and Some Secrets Were Meant to Be Told.
Let's just reread that line again. Just so you know, you'll never know, and some secrets weren't meant to be told. This annotation says his secret is a big secret, and he's been keeping that secret extremely secret, like a sword. Did you write that just now? it had me fooled for a second. The only thing that got me was it said unreviewed annotation at the top. If that wasn't there, I would have fully bought that.
Damn it. All right.
Oh, like a sword.
Like a sword. Yeah. It's true.
It's like a sword.
You don't want people to know you have a sword.
It's pretty difficult to hide a sword. Speaking about hiding swords, you know when you're just chilling, you get a boner for no reason?
Okay.
That happened to me yesterday. And I was standing at the merch table, and I'm quite tall, so my hog is well above the table.
Sure.
And I'm wearing baggy boxers and baggy Carhartt pants.
Sure.
So I look down, and that shit's just hanging out. So I'm like desperately trying to get it to go away and fucking not be pitching a tent at the hardcore fest.
Sure. Yeah, it's hard too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I found a trick though.
What's that?
If you flex a muscle for like a minute,
it goes away. You also do that when you're fucking too.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know why you would want to do that.
Just to get yourself out of that situation, man. Sex is gross.
You bear it out for like 2 minutes and you're sitting there. She's like, what are you doing? And you're just flexing the hell out of your biceps. Like, hold on.
Hang on. I can't stand to see the side of your boobs.
God.
The singer of Newfound Glory, Chad Gilbert. Chad Gilbert.
Got a boner one time. Make it go away.
Yeah, he is on this song. I don't know if he's actually the singer of Newfound Glory. I think maybe they have a different singer and Chad Gilbert plays guitar. I know Chad Gilbert sang for Shai Hulud.
Oh.
So
I wonder if they received a bump in streams and popularity when Dune happened. Like when the movies came out.
God, I hope so.
That would be cool.
I hope so.
Like just naming your band after some nerd shit and then suddenly that's cool.
And being a band since like 1999 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been a band since I was a baby.
Since you were but a boy.
Since I was but a boy. I'm the first kid to write of Hearts, Lies, and Friends, and I'm sorry my conscience called in sick again, and I've got arrogance down to a science, and I'm the first kid to write of Hearts, Lies, and Friends now.
Pretty classic Fall Out Boy arrogance in this verse.
Something I find interesting is that all the verses end with the same line that they start with. Mm. Like, I found the cure to growing older. I'm the first kid to write of Hearts, Lies, and Friends. And then find a safe place, brace yourself. All mirror each other. which I think is really cool.
That is cool.
I think it's a fun little writing convention. I don't know if there's a name for that, but I think it's very interesting.
Sandwich
writing. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The first Fall Out Boy sandwich song.
Yes.
First of many, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should bring this back.
BLT.
Mm-hmm.
Bring this back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, these are just very smarmy lyrics.
Mm-hmm. I'm yourself. The first one ever to I'm write about
first
this.
Kid. Obviously, it's sarcastic.
Obviously.
Is your hog hanging out now, dude?
No.
Okay, cool. I thought I saw some hog there.
Are you looking for it?
A little bit, yeah.
Looking for my hog? Yeah. Now that I mentioned my hog, gotta make sure it's there.
Douse yourself in cheap perfume. It's so fitting. So fitting of the way you are. Can't cover it up. Awesome chorus.
Mm-hmm.
You said you couldn't really understand the lyrics of the chorus.
I got cheap perfume and so fitting of the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I did understand it, I guess, because that's most of it. It sounds like he's saying more words than he is, you know? He's double speaking, you know?
Yeah.
He's talking in riddles and rhymes.
This line is a double entendre. Cheap perfume won't mask anything, suggesting that she has a poor way of disguising her real nature. It also suggests that she is as cheap as her perfume literally is.
I think it's not that cheap perfume doesn't cover anything up. I think it's the fact that cheap perfume sucks, and when you smell it, you're like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
This has got to be some cheap perfume, meaning that you're a broke bitch, and you should feel bad.
I don't know what this comment from Infinite Heights 6 years ago is, but they say, in Gray, he talks about how he was suspicious of her cheating on him when he was away, caught sniffing her sheets to see if she had been with other guys. Maybe this line is a barb to her. The cheap perfume trying to mask her infidelity, her cheap and low value to him, and despite all attempts to hide it, he still knows.
And then he says, a huge stretch, but still in the realm of possibility.
Which I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how huge of a stretch it is, because like,
yeah, it's not that big of a stretch, but they know that they're like, yeah, I mean, this is kind of lame that I'm commenting this at all.
It's a nice bit of
what me Infinite Heights does with my time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, respect. I spend most of my free time on Fortnite.
Busting a nut
and playing Fortnite. Yeah. Sometimes at the same time.
Now, why would you sniff the sheets?
Find out if another man's been there, I guess.
What would it smell like, though?
Another man? I feel like unless the man is wearing like some cologne that you are not familiar with,
it'd be pretty hard.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
No, because, like, forgive me.
You are forgiven.
All sex pretty much smells the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to make a different smelling sexual encounter.
It's very difficult, I feel, yeah.
I feel like there's a couple tried and true ways to do that, and both of them involve pissing and or shitting.
Yeah.
In that case, it smells pretty different, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But if you're just having like vanilla sex, like, cause I feel like if you're cheating with someone, like at least the first meetup, it's going to be pretty normal. Cause it's like, I don't know. You're just trying to bust a nut.
Yeah. You're just trying to bust one.
And you don't want it to be too complicated. So like if they're just having normal sex in your bed.
Yeah.
Unless you just haven't fucked in a while, in which case it's like, hey, why does this smell like sex? We haven't been doing that.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is a stretch, but I do appreciate the analysis.
I think that there's more into this than Infinite Heights gave themselves credit for.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job. Good work, Infinite Heights.
Good work, Infinite Heights. And to the three contributors who did this genius annotation, needs improvement. I think you could do better.
Yep.
But good chorus. Catchy.
Very catchy chorus.
Chad Gilbert and Pete Wentz on backup vocals.
Screaming that can't cover it up shit.
Imagine being named Chad Gilbert.
Yeah.
Like, you have the coolest name and the least cool name in your one name. Chad.
Gilbert. Yeah, I guess that is a two first names scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two first names, heaven is. If you have two first names, sound off in the comments.
You have two first names. Neither very common, though.
I feel like Beck is not a very... Well, Beck is actually probably more common of a first name than Dawson is.
Yeah, but Dawson's also like a last name, right?
I don't know.
Rick Dawson.
I guess, yeah. I got both of them then.
Creek, comma, Dawson's.
Oh. There we go.
All right.
Rosario Dawson.
See?
There we go.
See? I'm not wrong.
And there's... So my name is...
Maybe two last names.
A first and a last name and a last and a first name.
Yeah.
Or it's like two first names.
Your name was Smith Ryan.
It's like, fucking pick one, asshole.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think there's a guy out there named Guy Black?
Probably.
Man. That's crazy.
Him and Guy White should get together.
He and Guy White see what happens. Get together.
You know, it would be really funny if Guy Black was a white guy and Guy White was a black guy.
Yo, that'd be awesome. I'm looking for white, comma, guy. You know?
Yeah.
All right. I love the I'm sending your fingernails and empty bottles you've sipped back to your family because I know you will be missed. I love
Did he
that.
Kill her?
He killed her ass. Let's see what the annotation is on that.
He killed his girlfriend.
Penis annotation.
What?
Pete's telling the girl, whoever she is, that he's letting go of her. Your fingernails and empty bottles you sipped shows that he was obsessed with the girl. Maniacally obsessed. He's letting go of her by sending back all the things of hers that he kept to her family, who will always love her and who she will always love. I feel like you need to include that. You will be missed is him telling her that no matter what, there would be people who would be there for her, and she should find a safe place, brace herself, bite her lips, because he would be telling everyone of what she was like with him by sending out her stuff. Even if he regrets his decision of letting her go, she would have them to protect her in their safe place. No.
Much to think about. One contributor. 27 upvotes.
Yeah. Well, now 26.
Now 25.
I just gotta disagree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm reading this, but I don't feel like I agree.
You're reading
with this
it on
annotation.
Your phone.
True.
Sorry.
You're so right. Hey, is that an audio interface?
That thing?
Yeah.
I think it technically could be used for one, but I don't know how to set it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're still justified in
we're
using
still,
our phones.
Yeah, we're still using our phones.
All right, splendid. Carson has this big fucking audio thing with a bunch of sliders and knobs on it.
A very famous band gave that to me.
Yes.
And I
that very famous band, Coldplay.
Sure. Sure. Just because I don't want to say who it actually is.
But, yeah.
Closely related to the Callous Cowboys in distance. Yes. Not musically. This pre-chorus, they call kids like us vicious and carved out of stone, but for what we've become, we just feel more alone. Always weigh what I've got against what I have left. So progress report, I am missing you to death. Hard.
Yeah.
That's cold motherfucking bar. It's really good.
That's awesome.
That's dope. I love that.
Shout out, Peter.
Shout out, Peter.
Good job, Peter.
Peter,
I hardly know her. Shoot.
I love the screamo bridge, mm-hmm. or the hardcore bridge.
I think
it's awesome.
Yeah, I think Pete and Chad sound a little silly, but I think it works.
I don't know. I agree and disagree with you. I think that it's by no means good screaming, mm-hmm. but it is fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
So
that's what saves it. Because if this was like a fucking serious ass, completely straight kind of song, wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't Fall Out Boy, because like their attitude is very much like tongue in cheek a lot of the time. Sardonic, if you will.
I'm going to see if Chad Gilbert sang for Chai Halud.
Chad Everett Gilbert.
Founding member of... Gilbert was the vocalist for hardcore punk band Chai Halud between 1995 and 1998 and from 2012 to 2013.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
There you go.
Shout out Chad Everett Gilbert.
He was also in a side project called the International Superheroes of Hardcore.
Oh.
Oh. He was the lead vocalist for the band's now defunct side project, International Superheroes of Hardcore.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
But I don't really like Newfound Glory, so.
I haven't listened.
But you would not like it, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think you'd be like, I'm not into this.
Yeah.
The International Superheroes of Hardcore is a side project of all members of the band. Features Gilbert on vocals and Pundik on guitar, with the remaining members of the same playing the same instruments they play in Newfound Glory. All the members use pseudonyms for this band. Gilbert is known as Captain Straight Edge. The band's songs are humorous in nature, with titles such as Back to the Future and Superhero Sellouts. The band also recorded an internet-only music video for Dig My Own Grave with director Joseph Pedestal.
I feel like most music videos are internet only.
Now they are, yeah. But I think this was a time where maybe your video would have been played on television. In April 2008, a compilation from the Punk Goes series called Punk Goes Crunk was released.
Oh no!
It features Newfound Glory covering Tennessee, originally by Arrested Development. Newfound Glory had previously released another song, Heaven, on Punk Goes Metal. That sucks.
Those Punk Goes compilations are
real rough. Yeah.
An affront to God, every single one of them.
Every single one of them is bad, yeah.
It really is crazy. And like, I get doing one because they probably would pay to have you do them.
I don't know if they do. I think it's mostly promotion.
Yeah, in that case, I don't know.
Yeah, I have never really thought that it was I have never really thought that it was like beneficial for somebody as like a, you know.
Would you do one of those compilations if they asked you to do a Babytron song?
I don't know any Babytron songs. I'm almost 30 years old, Dawson. I'll be like 28 in November.
Like
I don't
skill
know who
issue,
Benny,
I
Baby,
think.
Babytron is.
Babytron.
Is Babytron Mexican?
I don't think so.
Is Yeet Mexican?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't remember what Yeet looks like.
I've been listening to this rapper called That Mexican OT.
Is he good?
He's really good, yeah. He rolls his R's a lot, which I'm very into. Yeah. Anyway, we're at 43 minutes.
43 minutes.
I think I've said everything I have to say about this song. It's great. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It rocks.
Yeah, it's got the classic Corktree production, which I've definitely come around on. Because I think in the beginning I wasn't super hot on it, but I think it's awesome now.
I think it's dope, yeah. I think the Calloused Outboys will probably cover this song eventually.
That would be sick. So. We covered Dance Dance at Victory Sandwich.
Shut up.
So we played an hour-long set at Victory Sandwich, and we needed to do some covers.
Nice.
We did Dance Dance, Santeria, and The Middle.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Santeria was hard as fuck to learn. Dude.
Santeria is hard. Yeah.
I did not expect it.
It's an unexpectedly hard song, yeah.
Yeah, then try to learn that bass line. It's like, damn, bitch. They were cooking on there.
Yeah.
But we did it.
How did Jack say that I got something for his punk ass line?
Really loud.
Got something for his podcast.
Pretty much, yeah.
Anybody remembers that?
Okay. He put some growl in his voice for a lot of it because he likes how they do it live.
Got something for his podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gonna be really loud on the recording.
A little bit, but hey, what can you do?
Time to rate this thing.
And then you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this an 8. You looking for my hog
yeah,
again?
Yeah, looking for your hog again. Oh, I saw that there time. There it is. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of me sexually harassing Carson.
Carson fucking squinted his eyes and like put his hand up.
Looking for sure. Yeah. Like it was the first sight of land.
Land ho!
Land ho!
Hog ho!
Yeah. All right.
What are you giving?
Stop! Stop!
I'm leaning back! You don't have to look at my dick.
No, I have to look at you for the show.
You don't have to look at my dick. You don't have to.
All right. Okay.
I gave this an 8. What are you giving it?
I'm going to give it an 8 as well.
Epic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening. What the fuck is this?
That's Tom cable. Lovejoy's pedal case.
Why is it here?
Because Tom Lovejoy basically lives here.
But. Okay. thank you so much for listening. If you're still listening, if you're not,
Fuck you.
I
hate you.
Go look at my hog or something. I don't fuck.
Yo, what the don't do fuck, that. Man?
Sorry, everyone. Follow Carson and I's bands at the Calistel Boys on Instagram at Calistel Boys on Twitter. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on Instagram at Bummer Hill ATL on Twitter. Follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel on Twitter. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/The Dreaded Wheel. There should have been an episode posted about Remo Drive somewhat recently. And we are getting more consistent about posting to there. So if you want more Fortnite funnies from us, then go subscribe to there.
Brainstorm blunders?
More Tilted Towers titties? I don't fucking know.
Tilted Tower titties.
Wonderful. Carson, let's spin this damn ass wheel and get out of here.
Yeah, I hope I can spin the wheel while it's staying recording.
It's still recording.
Okay.
Show me your phone. Yeah, it's still recording.
Okay, all right. Spinning wheel.
Spin that damn, it's going. It's spinning. It's going. It's...
Dude, this sucks.
Dude, we didn't appreciate
the good song. We
didn't appreciate being out of the trenches enough. Yeah. Because now we're back in the trenches.
Now we're back in the trenches.
Yeah. Chat, we got church.
We got church coming up next week.
Which is, if I'm not mistaken, a song off of Mania.
You are correct.
I wish I was mistaken.
I wish you were wrong as well.
Well, join us next week for more suffering. Bye.
Bye.